Welcome to The Wolf and the Shepherd. Today, we're just going to talk a little bit about what we plan on doing with this podcast, why we're starting this podcast, and what we hope to accomplish with it.
I think I thought about this a lot when the idea first originated, when you first put it forward, about why we were doing this. And the original reason you said was because we just sit around and talk like this all of the time, which is true.
That is absolutely true.
But, you know, I think there's a need in both of us, and I'm not quite sure why, that we want to kind of share what we have to say. I think a lot of frustration in the world comes from people not being able to give their opinion and give their voice, and you get some people who go really over the top on social media and, you know, get banned once a week just to get their opinions out there, because that's a lot of frustration, you know, when you get divorce counselors talking about it's somebody not being able to put their opinion across, what I feel I want, what I feel I need, how you're not meeting my needs. And I think that's the same for, you know, anybody. And
I absolutely agree with you. I think that's why we decided to go ahead and do this podcast. The availability of podcasting through the internet has allowed everybody to have a voice. And I honestly think that's a good thing. And I think there are going to be people that weed out what they want to listen to and what they don't want to listen to. We're not going to look to tailor behind a certain aspect, a certain ideology. We're just going to say the same things that we would say to each other when we don't have the microphones on. And we hope people want to listen, but there's going to be people that are going to disagree with a lot of what we have to say. And then there's going to be people, those same people, by the way, that are going to agree with a lot of things that we have to say. So our goal is to talk about a lot of different things and just have some intelligent conversation about real world topics, maybe a little bit of esoteric topics, maybe some things that are going on in current events, maybe some historical things, but just things that interest you and I. And why not add something into the world of entertainment, into the world of listening? If we get two people to listen or 2 million, I think we'll both be happy.
I'm pretty sure when you first broached the topic, your opening line was, I found a way for us to get free beer.
That is true. You know, that not that we're out there hunting for sponsors, because that is one thing we're not going to do in this podcast. Unless you are a beer company.
And you want to give us free beer.
Yes. And it depends. We're not going to name the two beer companies that we do not want free beer from. But if you're one of those companies that are not the two beer companies we do not want free beer from, please get a hold of us.
We did actually write a list, and there were no companies we don't want free beer from. So don't feel excluded from this whatsoever.
Well, there is some free beer. Maybe it's just for you that you're going to go ahead and drink from absolutely everybody. But there's two that I'm not going to drink from, and I'm not going to tell you who they are. Because honestly, cold beer and free beer is still good beer.
Yeah. So it's like that old age saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink cheap whiskey.
Well, I don't know. I've led you to cheap whiskey before.
You led me to cheap whiskey before.
So those things do happen.
So anyway, looking at the whole idea behind this podcast, there's not a specific direction, as in we have an end game. We're going to steer clear of a lot of political topics. Not because we don't have an opinion, but just because I think it becomes very divisive, you know, when you start going down one avenue and another, and there really is no true answer. And, you know, I want to keep away from this media influence of, hey, these people like us, so let's try and influence them to think this way or the other. I think that's a very divisive way to go, and we've seen that, and this is why I think, you know, the country at the moment, you know, is so separated, because it seems like everybody's trying to tear somebody in one direction or another. You know, I want to keep to things where, you know, you don't have to pick a side. You know, you have a topic and people can think around that topic, have their own ideas, and it's an evolution. There's not a right or a wrong. Nothing divides you politically about that topic. It's just about expanding ideas and giving people, you know, maybe a different insight into stuff which they don't necessarily hear every day.
Absolutely, because there are going to be topics that we're going to talk about that are 100% factual. There's no opinion in them. And the reason we're going to talk about those topics is because we want to learn more about them. There are going to be topics that you are going to have to take an opinion on, because there is maybe no right or wrong answer behind that topic. But you get that topic presented to you, and then you have to choose a side. Or maybe you do not have to choose a side. And there are a lot of topics you and I agree on. There are a lot of topics you and I disagree on. And so our goal is to talk through some of those topics, and whether it be just you and I, or whether it be you and I and bringing a guest in who is an expert on the subject, and we're going to listen to their facts, their opinions, and we just want to share that with everybody. We want to be able to put that out into the world and let you listen. We would love to hear your opinions on it as well. Honestly, maybe we agree, maybe we disagree with your opinions, but we'd like to hear that, because we're both open-minded individuals, and that is one of the premises behind what we're doing. We do have our set ideologies, but that doesn't mean that we couldn't have our minds changed. One thing that I like about you is the fact that we can have a conversation. I can enter into a conversation and say, the sky is red. You can say, no, the sky is purple. And if I give you enough information, you will agree with me that the sky is red, or you give me enough information, I could say the sky is purple, while the whole time the sky is blue. So the way that we look at things, the way we analyze things, the way we bring facts, and yeah, the color of the sky, even though I'm colorblind, is a terrible, terrible example. But at least we're open-minded enough to listen to the facts, listen to the opinions, and maybe I have the wrong opinion about something, maybe you have the wrong opinion about something, and hopefully we can learn something from this.
Yeah, I originally thought that we should certainly steer clear of controversial topics, but the problem is nowadays almost everything gets into that controversial status if you kind of step outside of the lines. There used to be a thing that in politics, it's known as the third rail, that you would not touch these topics because it would alienate a certain voting basis. And I think Medicare used to be one, certain things. It used to be known as the third rail in politics. It didn't matter whether you were Democrat or Republican, you never talked about these topics. Could it, if you got on the wrong side of it, it would isolate a huge proportion of your voting base. But, you know, having said that, you know, almost everything today can become controversial if you kind of go a little too way. And I'm not saying left or right, because I don't think there is a left or right on it. That, you know, any topic can become controversial if, you know, in reverse, you get this cancel culture and it's like, oh, you said that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you know, he was homosexual. It's like, well, that in itself is not an inflammatory statement. Okay, right. But the whole point of that story is that, like, everybody can be an a-hole to you until they need something, right? But suddenly, some tertiary person attaches an identity to the character in that story and says, oh, Rudolph was gay, which there's no factual basis for.
Right.
But that story takes a whole new, you know, thing to it. And it's like this, yes, reverse engineering of like history and stories and identities of like people going back and saying, you know, a cartoon 30 years ago, this character was gay, this character was racist. It's like, you're not sure. You're walking through a minefield at the moment when it comes to controversy, right? Because you don't know what was not controversy yesterday does not become the same thing tomorrow.
Yes, and there are plenty of things that are controversial today that were not controversial way back when. And then we invent new controversies on almost, it seems like, a daily basis of things that we can talk about controversial. So we're not saying we're not going to talk about controversial topics because we're not afraid of them. We're going to express our opinions if it's an opinion-based thing. There are some fact-based things, and those fact-based things might be actually considered controversial. And the one example that comes into my mind right now is Flat Earth. That right now is a quote-unquote controversial topic, even though the vast majority of people know that the Earth is round, but now we have a certain sect of the population that believe the Earth is flat. So nothing is off base. Nothing is out of kilter. We're going to talk about lots of different stuff. So there might be a podcast that we do that you might consider boring, but the next one is going to be about a different topic. We're going to get into science. We're going to get into technology. We're going to get into history. We're going to get into a lot of different stuff. We do have some guests planned in the very near future that we're going to bring in. We're just going to do some podcasts. It's just the wolf and the shepherd to begin with, just to get everybody acclimated with us so you know who we are. So our plan is to go ahead and get some of those out of the way. You're going to have some podcasts. It's just going to be the wolf and the shepherd. You're going to have some podcasts. It's going to be the two of us with a guest. And we're also going to throw some shorts in there because we know that not everything deserves a very long podcast. And so there's going to be some things that we do some little short snippets about. It could be just a very simple topic, and maybe it's only 5 or 10 minutes that we talk about it.
I did have planned 9 hours discussing the book of Deuteronomy. So should we cut that down to like maybe 40 minutes?
And that's a perfect segue because there also will be some episodes where maybe it's just the wolf or just the shepherd. And so for the discussion on the book of Deuteronomy of the 9 hours of that, that's probably only going to be the wolf because the shepherd's going to be too bored of talking about that for 9 hours.
One thing I did want to say about controversial topics is that, you get now we've seen how they're not showing movies from 70 years ago because it had a certain line in the movie or had 2 minutes in the movie that is now controversial.
Or they're putting little disclaimers at the beginning of the movies to say, hey, this was a different time back then. Yeah. So you need our guidance. Yeah. You need our help to let you know how you need to think. Yeah. And you need to realize that this was a historical thing. So just be careful when you watch this.
If you
this.
Enjoy this movie, you're a racist, that kind of thing. But I wonder kind of how far that's going to go because you and I, we often talk about a lot of old movies we've watched, and we say old, maybe going back 30 years, movies which could not be made today.
I've got some bad news for you. A movie made 30 years ago is probably considered an old movie, even though we're nodding at each other
And that's one of the things. I mean, like I said, I don't want us to go into controversial subjects, but it's hard to really use that as a disclaimer because we are going to talk about things which in essence are controversial. And as we said, our opinions, we're not political one side or the other about it. And that's not trying to take the safe route. That's just because I don't think it benefits anybody to try and divide people about if you agree with this, you're good, you agree with this, you're bad. It's just really trying to make people think around a topic, and think of different things something could mean, or, I thought this meant this, but, in reality, it didn't really mean anything. And I mean, I think commercials, are a prime example, which a lot of people ignore. you know, you go back to the culture of like, oh, this movie meant this movie meant that. But you go back, look at some commercials, even from 10, 15 years ago. I mean, there's no way they would air today and not be criticized to get out, you know. Yeah. Short 10-second commercials, they would be canceled immediately. But nobody thought about it because nobody told them, hey, you're offended by this.
Right. Yeah, and we tend to have a different opinion on most things that you would meet us and you would say, these guys think this certain way. And then once you hear us talk about any variety of topics, you soon find out that that predisposition of what you would believe would be our opinion is completely unfounded. And so that's what we want to go out mm-hmm. and share with everybody.
Yeah.
And we want to put it out there in the podcast universe. We're both now kind of getting into listening to different podcasts. I firmly believe that podcasting is the future. We're getting to the point now to where the internet has provided everybody an opportunity to have their voice heard. And whether or not you want to hear us is up to you. But we hope you want to hear what we have to say.
I think one of the things I realized as my son was, getting past about 2 or 3 years old, was how media, even in a very soft form, something like Sesame Street, could get a message across. And, you know, with a child's mind, you don't question things. You know, if Sesame Street constantly preached, hey, communism is good, communism is good, the Cookie Monster gets 4 cookies because communism is good. You know, as a kid, you know, you can be very easily indoctrinated, you know. And I'm not saying that, you know, there's a insidious intent by the Cartoon Network, PBS, etc., to indoctrinate kids to certain ideas. But, you know, when you have these fragile minds and this neuroplasticity of kids that, you know, you look now when you see through TikTok and through social media, you know, how kids' minds are shaped to accept something as normal, when back in our day, you know, when we were growing up, you know, automatically a red flag would have come up, you know, because we'd have thought about it and rejected it. But now it's like there's an ease of normality which comes in with certain things. So if you've got like a 10-year-old girl twerking and it's got 1.2 million views, it's like, hey, look at her. Hey, she's really cool. You know, she's really popular. You know, she's trending. And with kids, morality doesn't really come into it. You know, as a kid, you don't really necessarily have morals. You know, you don't always think like you want to have to share. Well, you don't understand the sexualization of kids and stuff. And so it's easier now to indoctrinate kids through certain media, I mean, which we would have never fallen through.
Absolutely, because you also have, like you said, the TikTok or the Instagram version that has now just came out, the Reels. You have social media. Everything is a soundbite. Everything is just a quick snippet. Let me just hold your attention for 10, 15 seconds. I was corrected last night. Believe it or not, because I thought TikToks were 10 seconds. I was corrected. They were 15 seconds. Oh. I have honestly never watched a TikTok video. I plan on keeping that.
That has got to frustrate the kids with ADHD, that yes, extra 5 seconds.
Absolutely. But we're not going to necessarily go long form at all. But there are going to be topics where we're going to talk for 20, 30 minutes. And there's going to be topics where we're going to talk for 2 or 3 hours. It just depends on the topic. So we hope we can hold your interest. We hope we can hold your attention. And we hope that we're sharing some things with this podcast that you'll be interested in and will tune in and enjoy those things.
So tell me, why did you come up with the name The Wolf and the Shepherd? Obviously, my nickname since I was 4 years old was The Wolf. But why, for this podcast, did you use The Wolf and the Shepherd?
So I was trying to think of something attributed to a wolf because, yes, like you said, your nickname has always been the wolf. And when we were trying to create this podcast, I was trying to think, what could I bring to this that would kind of attribute something with the wolf? And the best I could come up with being the wolf and the shepherd was traditionally the wolf and the shepherd are enemies. So the shepherd is trying to protect their sheep from the wolf. But what if the wolf and the shepherd actually had a conversation and talked about certain things and found out that they had a lot of things in common, a lot of shared interests, a lot of shared beliefs, a lot of shared ideologies, and could get away from that end game of the wolf is going out there and trying to attack the sheep, and realizing that if that wolf attacked the sheep, that the shepherd was then not doing his job. But if the shepherd did not allow the wolf to attack the sheep, now the wolf is going to starve. So that was my thought process behind it. What was your thought process behind it?
Originally, I kind of thought of Star Wars Episode 2 towards the end of it. The lines between the wolf and the shepherd in terms of the Jedi and the Sith get very blurred. But my own thought when you first suggested the name was more of duality. I didn't think of the wolf and the shepherd as separate people. Because, you know, if you have a family, you have friends, that you have to take the role of being the wolf and the shepherd at different times. You know, you have to be the wolf to hunt and provide for your family, to protect your family. And other times you need to be the shepherd to guide your family. Now, the sheep has never really been a hero in any story. The sheep, it's not considered a good thing. When you talk about people being sheep, you normally mean like Absolutely. They're easily led.
Well, it's then, also yeah. now a derogatory term.
Yeah, it has, especially the last 2-3 years. Yeah.
Right, it's, you believe this, yeah. you're just a sheep yeah. or whatever. Yeah. And not to get religious or biblical, but, yeah. There are talks in the Bible about sheep, and
yeah.
there's not a condescending tone towards right. that. Mm-hmm. But then we've evolved into the part to where, you're just a sheep.
Yeah.
You're a sheeple.
Yeah.
You just will follow anything that's
yeah.
said.
Yeah. And that, I think, you know, that's why I thought, yeah, the wolf and the shepherd are not two separate identities. I think, again, as I said, you have to adopt the persona of both of those, at least as you understand the role of those in your own life at different parts. Because I don't think you can be a good father. I don't think you can become a good husband without sometimes having to be a wolf, sometimes having to be a shepherd. And that's why, you know, I don't think it's about a separate identity between you and I. And even if we have a guest or 5 guests in, you know, I think whatever we talk about, you know, in some ways it's going to come back to that thing of whatever the topic is, you know, we're trying to be the wolf in terms of helping people to have that knowledge to hunt and keep, you know, themselves or their family safe, but also being the shepherd in terms to guide through the information they get.
Right. And there is so much out there that you don't know what to believe anymore. There is so many sources of information. You don't know what's true. You don't know what's false. A lot of things that are printed now, it's so easy to believe just because it's written down that it is the truth. And so looking into that, that's something that a lot of people struggle with, mostly in print, but now, especially in the digital media that we're in, you know, we're in a time now where media used to always be print, but then less than 100 years ago, it all went to audio, it went to video. I don't want to have to read anything. I want to watch something. I want to hear something. You have audiobooks. You have movies. You have TV shows. You have talking heads on TV. No one really puts too much effort into reading anymore. And so when they read something, it's very easy for them to say, well, this must be true because this is written down. And that's a struggle I think a lot of people have to deal with. So we'll definitely be talking about things like that along the way. And we hope that you're going to join us on our little journey here into the podcast universe. Neither one of us are professional podcasters. Neither one of us are professional media people. We have zero media background. We're not journalists. We're not writers. We're not actors. We're not any of that. We just want to talk the 2-on-1, 3-on-1, depending on how many guests we have at any given time. Just want to have some good conversations like we normally do without a microphone in front of our face, and we hope y'all enjoy that.
Yeah, so, you know, in summary, number one, we do want free beer. Number two, I think entertainment. Number three, being informative. And number four, if anybody has any footage of Bigfoot or aliens, which wasn't taken on a potato-type camera, would definitely love that. Not that we're a video podcast, but I watched 4 videos of UFOs yesterday, and if you can imagine the very first camera phone, and it was taken from 7 miles away, this is what the stuff is like. I mean, I love the idea and the science behind life on other planets. But if somebody can just take a video of a UFO on an iPhone 6, I would be so happy.
Oh, absolutely. We look at all the videos that are posted online right now, and people that have the very good iPhones, and even Apple themselves have commercials where this is shot on an iPhone 11.
Yeah, yeah.
But then the next thing you know, you look at a bank surveillance video and they can't make out who's on that. Yeah. It's like, why don't we just hang iPhones everywhere?
I can't tell you how many times I've seen, like, every now and then, like, new footage comes out from the JFK assassination. And it's like, I can't see a UFO that doesn't look any different to somebody throwing a turnip up in the air.
Absolutely.
You know, absolutely. It's got to change. I think if that's one thing our podcast can do, we've got to encourage people to get better videos of UFOs.
Yep. We've all got a good phone in our pockets right now. And
we got to get Bigfoot and the UFOs down, son.
Yeah. And actually, bonus points will be awarded if you have Bigfoot pointing at a UFO in the same video.
We will send you a free hoodie.
Yep, absolutely. So, everybody, thank you for joining us on this kind of preview of our podcast. We hope you will tune in. We hope you'll follow us along in our little journey that we're going to go on with creating these podcasts, talking to interesting, regular people. We're not looking to get the higher echelon of everybody that's always on every other podcast. We want to talk to regular people that have regular stories to talk about, experts in their fields, people that have interesting stories to talk about, and we hope you enjoy
Some of them are crazy, though. I've looked down the list. Some of them are crazy.
Well, you're not supposed to talk about that.
Well, I know, but they're going to enjoy those ones so much more.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us. We look forward to talking to you soon.